Welcome back, kings, queens, and everything in betweens, to another edition of the Peasant Party Podcast. I am your host, Charlotte Warren, coming to you live from Austin, Texas, Wednesday, April 17th. And I've got two cool-ass kings to the right of me. I freaking loved the episodes I did with Cam and Carlos from Opinionated Media. I was able to be a guest on their podcast. And they, fun fact about Opinionated Media, they are not a solo operation or just a solo podcast. They are a media company. I'm super excited. Want to introduce yourselves?
My name is CJ, everybody, co-owner of Opinionated Media, also co-host of Park Car Talks.
My name is Zach Scott. I'm the other co-host of Park Car Talks. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. And so Opinionated Media, we have Cam and Carlos's podcast, which is a lot of, like, it's very businessy and whatnot. What is Park Car Talks and how is it different?
That's a good question. We've been doing kind of like a lot of IRL content lately, and we're kind of starting to kind of pivot more into like the MMA and gym stuff as of lately, and it's kind of funny that that happened. I don't want to, I guess I get into it real quick, because it's kind of funny. I was like, we didn't intend to it. Nobody on our team was really like super into MMA. But like it's funny because the connections we made, like, it just slowly kind of start pushing to that. So we kind of been doing a lot more MMA stuff, and then we'll do our end of month recaps, just kind of talking about catching up with the boys. You know, what's been going on in our lives, you know, like, you know, what to look forward to and stuff like that. So
Nice. And so all the MMA stuff, what, anything you want to tease, like anything that's coming out that you're putting onto YouTube and anytime soon?
So this upcoming weekend, we're actually going to Uvalde, Texas. It's one of our friends who's an amateur MMA fighter is actually from there. And that's who we've been kind of a sponsor for. We'll hype up his fights and just kind of record like what he has going on before training and stuff like that. So yeah, we're going to Uvalde, and he's doing a seminar there with one of the other coaches at that gym, who's a jiu-jitsu guy, and they're doing like a seminar, and we'll do a vlog and probably take pictures of it. So that's probably the main thing coming up. But yeah, that there, it's just a lot of like I was saying, we really didn't like, we're not like MMA guys, but we kind of just stepped into the situation because of the relationships we built up throughout the years. But
totally, and I think it's great to just get involved in new sports that people maybe wouldn't think of, because everybody knows football, everyone knows baseball, but there's a whole lot of other sports out there that really deserve the recognition, the attention, and I think it's really cool to spotlight that. And also just getting out in the wild, that's always fun. I get like strong, like, Pardon My Take style vibes from your podcast. Like, it just reminds me of kind of the games they play where they'll do like Mount Rushmore and stuff like that.
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of. Like, you guys are always having a good time. Like, when you have guests, you know, love Cam and Carlos, they are businessmen. You guys are fun.
Yeah.
we got our businessmen, we got our fun. But yeah, so I guess with Park Car Talks, what is your release schedule? When do new episodes come out?
Zach was saying, we do a recap at the end of the month. So that comes out once a month. And depending on when we get guests, just because we're not scheduling guests every single week. We're kind of just like free flowing. But it's really just like shorts, like short form content that we've been trying to focus on. And that's just kind of random. We're all in house, so we don't have like editors or anything like that. So it's whenever we get stuff done. But for the most part, it's we'll try to get a couple shorts a week, and then for sure a recap at the end of the month, which has been really interesting because we've been doing a lot more like helping businesses and stuff. So we have a little bit more to talk about. Like, when we first started, it was kind of not like forcing the conversations, but we weren't doing as much as we are now. So like, these past couple episodes have been really interesting because it's like, oh, look, let's see what they got going on, and you know, business wise because we have been making a little bit moves, you know, just a little something.
Yeah, y'all have been grinding for like a year or two, and you guys are very visual oriented. You recommend watching on YouTube, not versus audio?
If you prefer to listen to audio, you could. I mean, we're on all streaming platforms, but I like to watch all my stuff on YouTube, so I would say to do that because, you know, as we're editing the podcast and stuff, I'll like mess with the like zoom ins and every now and then, and we'll add kind of like pictures throughout the whole thing, you know. But yeah, I would for sure say YouTube, and then of course like on IG we'll post like little clips every now and then. But yeah,
totally, yeah, and it's great, and yeah. So I like I said, you guys have been grinding for the last for a while. Where do you recommend new subscribers, new listeners start? Do you have a favorite episode that you recommend people start at? Should they start from the beginning?
Ooh, that's us. See, that's crazy because, like, we just talked about, like, you know, you gave us the outline of it, it's like that, but, like, still, it's like, that's a good question. Personally, as like, if you want to kind of get to know us and, like, kind of, like, have fun with it, like, our in-a-month recaps, if you really want to get to know us. But if you want to have, like, fun, a lot of our short-form content, like, we did the one-chip challenge. Coincidentally, right before that got banned, which RIP to that kid, I do want to say. But right before that happened, like, we did the one-chip challenge, so that was kind of fun and goofy. It was a crazy thing because I'm that guy that eats a lot of, like, crazy hot stuff when you shouldn't. And I pitched the idea to them actually one time, and I was waiting for no, that's not going to, like, we're not going to do that. And they're like, okay, well, we'll try it. I was like, oh, y'all are serious. Okay. So, yeah, that's probably one of the fun podcast or fun videos we have. And, like, where I'd kind of recommend if you're trying to, like, if you want to get to know us versus, like, if you want to, like, just have fun. Like, that's what I'm recommending.
Nice. Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like it's usually at any time after we shoot a podcast, we're like, oh, man, that was a really good episode. Mm-hmm. So I would say this past one we did, his name is Dalton, and he's a fitness trainer, or he's a strength and conditioning coach for our friend Johnny, who's the MMA fighter. So that was, like, a really good podcast, but I don't know. I would say probably our Valentine's Day pods.
Okay.
We usually do those ones are a little bit longer. What we talked about was very interesting.
Totally.
You know, so I would say probably that. We did, I think, two different ones. And then we did kind of like a third one this year, but it was more so like a 20-minute discussion opposed to, because the past ones were like 2 hours. And I know, like, a lot of people, like, get intimidated when they see longer videos and they're like, oh, I'm not going to watch that. But, like, those are probably one of my favorites because we were getting, like, different people on, seeing their mm-hmm. perspectives, had, like, questions that we're going over. So probably one of those. And like he said, just short-form content. We are kind of goofy and stuff. So I feel like that kind of shows more of our personality if you're not wanting to sit through a whole podcast.
Oh, totally. And you guys are always just having fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so y'all are in a dating podcast right now. How does that feel to you? You've done some Valentine's Day episodes. Yeah. So
I was talking to Zach about this. I'm not like a, like, I don't really date and Ooh. Stuff like that. Like, I'm, like we said earlier before we started, we're both single, and I'm not really, like, looking to date. So I kind of didn't know how to, like, feel about it at first, just because I was like, oh, like, I might not give, like, good advice, or because I'm not, like, very, like, experienced in, like, the dating scene, I guess. So,
well, I think everyone would say that as a whole. Like, I think you're the type of person people want to hear from, because people that are constantly talking about dating on TikTok, social media and whatnot are not the norm. It's what people see on TikTok. But I think most people are going about their lives and want to meet a nice person eventually, and they're not, you know, hyper fixated on what the right thing, what did I say that was right? What's the best move? What did we do here? I think most people want it to be natural and fun, and I think you guys are the type of guys that a lot of the women will be coming across versus, you know, the very calculated people you see on TikTok, I would say. So I think it's good to have people that have, you know, everyday view on dating come on versus, I don't know, like, whoever all the dating people are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, my thoughts are basically, you know, single also, but, you know, had a few experiences with it, dating. So I was like, you know, it's relatively limited, but, like, also I've learned a lot of good lessons. It's like that. So it's kind of, I would kind of look at dating as, like, you kind of go through a lot of experiences of, like, you know, all right, like, I know I don't like that in a partner. So I'm like, you know, next person you look like you start talking to, it's like, all right, like, if that's that big of an issue for you, it's like, yeah, I'll make sure that I don't, you know, date a person like that. Sorry.
Totally. Totally. And both of you are, like, super social guys. You're coming into contact with a lot of people naturally. So I think, yeah, I think you'll have a lot of cool things to say in response to some of the fun questions we got. And I've picked fun ones. I think I picked fun questions for fun people. And I guess I kind of want to start by having a park car talk style conversation about dating things. And I think I want to start that by talking about cars. Okay. What do women's cars say about them? Do you guys have any? I see the laughter.
Because we talked about this.
And okay. I just like showed him the outline whenever I got home from work yesterday. And he was like, oh, that's a good one. So I don't want to like skip ahead, but I guess the car, at least whatever, what car says about like women. I don't know. Okay, go. You start it.
Well, like, you're gonna make me take the one that like we've talked about, and I want to say that this is not just exclusive to women. This is also for guys too. Like, if you drive a Nissan Altima, like, I'm a little suspicious of you. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, those are the ones that are like the whoopsies, you know, like they're hitting a curb or something. Oh, whoopsie.
They're not good drivers. That's
yeah. I mean, I can't really talk. That's why, like, this conversation. I mean, I don't have like a front bumper on my car, and like, I don't drive like the best car, so I don't like, I can't really say much. But that was the one when I read that, like, oh yeah, Nissan Altima, because I feel like that's always like the meme and stuff on like Twitter, like TikTok, like. Oh, like,
you get swiped. It's always the
Me and my girls and I are going to New York or Miami, and it's like, chill out. You're in a Nissan Altima. You know?
like Miami's not ready for us. It's like four girls on Nissan Altima.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, that was like the main thing that came to mind. Mm-hmm. But I think you had another one as well. Was like Mustangs.
Oh, Camaros. Yeah. So that, like, we brought that up because it's funny because I, like, my first car was a Camaro. So, yeah, muscle cars.
Mm-hmm. The girls that drive muscle cars, what is the stereotype about them? Do they have like four older brothers? Are they good with cars? Why do they have muscle cars?
Yeah, so it's like either I kind of boil it down. Oh, actually, you brought up a good point, so I'll add that in too. Either like they got a lot of brothers, or they're really into like cars or car scenes like that, which I completely understand. Like, that's cool. Or it's kind of like one of those, like, oh, like, kind of attention, kind of like, I hate to use this term, but like pick me kind of thing, like, you know, like, let me get to my, like, my attention, and like, and I can say that because it's like, I had a loud freaking Camaro back in like high school. I'm like, so being the male version of that, like,
yeah, it's one of two extremes usually.
Yeah.
What about Jeep girls?
That's funny. You read my mind. I was literally about to bring that up too.
Go for it.
I mean, I think that's, you know, that's a green flag to me.
Nice. Okay, Jeep girls. Okay, I drive a silver Jetta from 2014. I need to get a new car.
Yeah.
What does that say about me?
I don't know. I feel like you seem like you're pretty chill.
Thank you.
It's not a red flag.
I feel like
flag.
Jetta is a girl car, though.
Yeah,
A guy driving a Jetta would be kind of like...
Yeah,
that's your mom's car.
I feel like the thing with like Volkswagens and stuff, it's like if you drive a Passat, it's usually like, oh, like that's a green flag. You know? Like, I feel like that was a meme. I think it was on I think it's The League. It was like a TV show, and they would always say, oh, is she driving a Passat? It's usually like, oh, that's like an attractive girl type of deal. And I feel like Jetta's the same thing, you know?
So, yeah.
But no, yeah, 100%. Green flag.
Are you just trying to buy points to your mom because your mom drives a...
No.
Well, then maybe you're a little biased.
No, not even that. It's just, I mean, that was when I like learned how to drive. To be fair, but I feel like that was a thing though. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is that a Passat? Like, who's in there? Like,
it was funny that you bring that up about the whole Jetta thing. Because I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't the only one that thought that. I was like, if I usually like, I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of exposing myself on this one. But if I drive by a Jetta, I'm like. Like, who's driving that? Like, I was trying to, like, I'm like, it's probably a girl. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's you're responsible. That's a green flag, like, in my opinion. Like,
nice.
Well, I mean, kind of side note, like, you say you're wanting to get a new car. What kind of car are you wanting?
I need to do an SUV just because I have a dog now and stuff like that. So I need more stuff to haul. So I might just do, like, the Volkswagen, like, SUV model.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I like Audis and stuff. So I'll have to look.
Okay.
I'm, like, very... I like, never drive either because I'm a bad driver.
Yeah.
I'm
the female stereotype. Yeah.
I wasn't...
How bad were we talking, like...
The keys are passed to my boyfriend anytime we're together. I don't love it. I don't know. Passenger princess.
Yeah.
Nice. Oops. Yeah. But... Yes, it'll be an SUV. It'll be something to have a dog, all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay, another Park Car Talks style discussion. Okay, you meet a girl, you see her place for the first time, mm-hmm. her apartment, her house, whatever it is. What are some items in said home or living situation that are green flags or red flags? And by that, I mean, you know, tapestries, crystals, maybe it's a big screen TV or a cookbook. What items are red flags to you?
I mean, you kind of nailed it right on the coffin right there, like tapestry. I don't know. I feel like that was something in college we would always like go into a girl's house. You're like, oh, okay. So that's... that's what we're talking.
I'll say what he's not saying is that basically, like, you know, back in college you go in a girl's room or like girl's place and she has, you know, tapestry ups like that. It's like, sorry, plus 20 bodies. But yeah, you said like the main parts like that,
like crystals and stuff.
Yeah, I was like, now she got like, you know, Saturdays for the boys, like hung up for whatever reason. I'm like, no.
I wish she had like a full send flag or something.
Yeah,
that would probably be. I mean, don't get me wrong, like that is cool. Like, but I mean, it's like, why do you have that?
Yeah, there's appreciation and then there's pick me. That's like, hey,
yeah,
look,
like, yeah,
I don't know,
that's, or like you, like how you're saying about, you know, a girl that's like into sports cars and stuff. Yeah. Like maybe she has a brother or something. Yeah. But it is kind of like pick me type of vibes. But yeah, I've never seen that. But I just thought about that right now. We're talking about flags and stuff. If I saw a girl with a full send, or like, you know how you go into like a frat houses and they have like, boxes of beers like on the walls and shit.
Oh my gosh. You guys saving the empty bottles?
Oh, that's a red
trash.
Flag.
That's trash. Why are you saving trash?
I was about to say, because I was actually talking about this at work, because I mean, we've all probably done it before.
Yeah.
But it's like you get to the age where it's like,
really?
What's the point?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it was cool when we were in college, maybe even a little after college, but it's like, at this point, you're just an alcoholic. Like, take it down. Like, everyone drinks, you know? Like, But no, that's a red flag, especially at this age, you know? Maybe if it was like wine and it's like an expensive bottle of wine or something, maybe. But even then, it's still a little weird. I'm not going to lie.
To have out, yes.
Yeah.
Unless there's like a real like crazy story that goes with it. Like, I can understand that, but like, you better not have like 12 like crazy stories. Like,
yeah, having it up above the cabinet. No,
yeah,
no.
That's crazy. That was a red flag. Yeah. Sure.
What about what are green flags?
Ooh. Plants.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, she got plants? Yeah, like, she got plants in there? I'm like, all right, like, okay. With one caveat, they got to be alive. Because I'm like, if you got a whole bunch of dead plants, I'm like, you know, I'm not judging you. Like, I understand you tried.
You can't keep a plant alive. How are you supposed to be a good significant other? Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, man. Green flag. I think it was easier to think of red flags for some reason. I don't know why. I feel like that's where your mind always goes to.
Oh,
like
totally.
The worst. Yeah. You don't think about the good because it's like... Oh.
Lots of save the dates for weddings on the fridge.
Ooh. You think that's a green flag?
Is it? I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me.
She's going to need a lot of wedding... She's going to need a wedding date for four different weddings.
Yeah.
And her friends are getting married, so that might mean she's... Running that
ready for
too.
That. Yeah. Ooh. I mean,
but also it means she has good people in her life that are stable.
For sure. I would say it's a green flag. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we're kind of getting to that point where, you know, a couple of our friends are getting married or friends of friends, like, oh, you know, I'm going on a wedding date or whatever. I feel like that's a green flag. Because if you're still in contact with people like that and you built up that relationship, then I believe so, yeah.
I'll go one step further on that one. I think it's a green flag too, but it's also the fact that you got invited to so many weddings is a green flag in itself. Excuse me, because a lot of people want you like around.
Ooh.
Like if you're problematic, you probably would not be getting invites like that.
Exactly. Like you don't want just like the fun person at your wedding. They have to like mean something to you, and you have to really care about them.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else. A Roomba. Why is a Roomba so fun?
It's funny because he has one.
I just bought one. Okay, I just recently bought
a
house.
It's so worth it. It's so worth it.
I was like, when I bought a house, I was like, well, like, I was like sweeping it up for like the first like month, and I'm like, I could like buy something that does this for me. I'm like,
it's so convenient.
I'm gonna do that. Nice. It's a Roomba. I'd be a hypocrite if I said that's a red flag. So I'm gonna say green flag. Yeah,
it's like, I feel like you could really go either way, because it's like, oh, it might be a red flag just because like, oh, you're lazy, you don't want to sweep up, but like, who has time to really keep up with their kitchen or their house or whatever all the time. It's like, bro, I'll just get something to do that for me, you know? So, I mean, I think it's a green flag. Yeah. I don't think it's like, oh, yeah, I'm not talking to that girl. She has a Roomba.
Yeah. here's why. PS5 and she has Red Dead Redemption, Grand Theft Auto. She has all of the games.
Yeah.
Is that green or red? Because green, she's got all the stuff. Red, where did she get it? Why would she have it?
That's a good point. That is a good point.
I feel like nowadays, a lot of girls are gamers, though.
True.
So I wouldn't mind it, but at the same time, it is a little sus. It's like, who put you on this? You know, like, are you really just a gamer like that? Or did, like, a boyfriend, an ex, or whatever, it was like, oh, man, played all these games all the time. Man. I mean, I like to stay in the house nowadays, so I would say green flag. Because I feel like if she's a gamer like that, then she probably doesn't really like to go out all the time and special occasions or whatever like that. So I would say green.
Totally.
I'm going to say red flag, just to be devil's advocate on this one. Because, I mean, like, to your point, like, yeah, she may want to be staying in, but, like what if she's not playing those and she just has them? It's like, if I'm coming over to a girl's house and I see those combination of games, I'm like, should I be worried about, like, what time I need to leave? Like, do you got a husband? You got, like, a boyfriend? Like, is there something to worry about? Because I'm like, why do you got those combo of games? Mm-hmm. And, like, I'd be like, my first question probably would be, like,
you would need a story.
Yeah. I'm like, when's the last time you played that? Oh, I don't play that. I'm like, got it. Okay.
You need to know if she knew the characters' names. Like, you'd ask some story questions. Like, oh, like.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite part of that game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tell me the top five stats of, no, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. What was my next question? Oh, so like a meme I see on TikTok a lot is it's always like women saying if a guy follows, you know, the big three female creators that, you know, are for the male gaze, it's a red flag. And I think it's always like Livy Dunn, Brecky Hill, like people like Julia Ernst, fitness creators that are, you know, they're very attractive women that generally have a big male following.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Is there a male version of that where if you see a woman, it's like if she's following this person on Instagram, TikTok, if she's into this, maybe, I don't know, I've heard people in the past that used to be like, if she's into Call Her Daddy, like run, but for example, but is there any like male version of that, would you say?
Matt Rife.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, as soon as you like were talking about that, I'm like, Matt Rife for sure. Yeah. Call Her Daddy. I would say another one, but.
I was thinking about this question actually, and I was like, man, maybe it's because I don't follow like that type of vibe and stuff. But I would say just like any fitness influencer that doesn't really say their workouts and it's more just aesthetically, like like someone that's jacked and he just like posts pictures, kind of like the same vibe with like Brecky Hill and like like how you're saying like they post kind of thirst traps. You know, like I don't know anyone by name, but I'm pretty sure you could probably just go on IG and find a guy and it's like. Oh, okay, yeah, that if I click on that profile and say like a girl I'm talking to is like following it, it's like, okay, that's whoever this guy is, that's a red flag. I can't call anyone out by name, but it like you said, it's kind of both sides of the coin, you know, like if you saw someone following Brecky Hill, it's like, all right,
yeah,
we know what time he's on.
Yeah, we know what you're looking for,
for like, sure.
She's got a lot of interesting things to say, Brecky Hill.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, and because I think with I don't know, the ones that pop on my For You page, it's the wood chopper guy, the guy who's chopping the wood. Maybe it's an aesthetic because I live in Texas. I like, you know, like my boyfriend wears his boots, so I'm like, yeah, let's go. But it's a wood chopper guy, and then the chef type guy, so the one that's like got the smile and the toothpick, like those types.
I was about to say there is one. I think he's like a Mexican guy, but he has like red hair. It looks like Canelo type of vibe, but he'll do like whatever, like, oh, I'm making steak fajitas, and it's just like him like drinking and like, you know, I mean, I watch those type of videos, but I mean, you know what I mean, it's for like the food, not for like the guy. I mean, he's a good looking guy, but it's like, all right,
yeah, we know what you're doing.
Of course. I mean, social media,
I've never replicated one of those recipes. I don't know if anyone has.
Yeah,
but yeah. Okay, cool. These are good. I feel like these are good park car talk questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you guys have any park car talk takes to share about dating before I go into a question?
Not. I didn't think of any. No.
Cool.
What about you, Zach?
Nah, not really. I was like, yeah. There's some I'm not, we're not
gonna share. If it comes up at the end, we'll fire it off. We got time and we're having fun. So one thing I want to talk to both of you about, and I need men on here, and I want men who go outside and have fun, who aren't living their lives online. Mm-hmm. But one thing that always comes up in my TikTok comment section, I try to avoid stuff that's just too gender heavy, because for better or worse, this one is gendered. But what the concept of the friend zone? And of course, I feel like this falls onto gender lines, and I think really what it comes down to is, what is the definition of friend zone? Because I think if you go on TikTok, whenever this comes up, there's a faction of people, usually that falls along gendered lines, women, that are like, the friend zone doesn't exist. And they put this whole kind of onus on this a person that maybe wanted to date somebody, and the other person thought they were just friends and said, no, I only see you as a friend. But then there's another kind of faction of people, and I feel like it's always so divided, as everything is on TikTok, that says, basically anybody that you would call your friend that you're not interested in dating, of the opposite gender or your preferred gender, that's a person in the friend zone. And I'm like, that's a little too broad. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I see it that way. So mm-hmm. I guess I would love to get your take on, what is the friend zone? What is the definition of it? Because I think we need to lock in a definition, because people get heated about something that I don't think there's a clear definition of. Did that make sense, or did I ramble there?
No. 100%. You made sense. When I think of the friend zone, I think of someone that you're not really wanting to be in a relationship with, mm-hmm. but you're wanting to still be cordial with and hang out. Maybe you like their vibes or whatever, mm-hmm. everyone says that nowadays. So you just their company and stuff, but you don't want to be in a relationship. I don't know how to, because we said earlier, you gave us the outline, and I saw that question, and I was like, oh, I feel like we can go a lot of ways with this answer, but that would probably be my overall definition of that. Just someone that you're not really either willing to get into a relationship, or someone that you don't think they're the right one, but you're still trying to be cool with them at the same time, I guess. I mean that's probably my definition.
Kind of branching off that, I would say it's someone that you wouldn't pursue romantically, but you like enough of their traits that you want to keep them around as a friend, obviously not romantic, but they don't have enough traits for you to pursue romantically.
Yes. Does that person that is friend zone that you want to have as a friend, do they have to be interested in you? Actively interested?
For me to put them in a friend zone?
So, yes. Because I think when you say put someone in a friend zone, because my definition of it, that I'm going to give a definition to, because, yeah, like I said, I think there's a version of person that's the friend zone doesn't exist. And I tell that person, no, fuck you. It does.
It does.
But then there's another person, and I'll actually say, my boyfriend and I have a disagreement about this all the time, because I don't think I've done, the friend zone, the concept of putting someone in the friend zone, probably the last time I would have done that would be in high school. Back in, when you're younger, the advice is, somebody is interested in you, you're not interested in them. The nice thing to do, and you're taught by all your teachers, is, hey, I just see you as a friend, especially because in school, you're going to see that person a lot. You're just in sort of mutual groups with them anyway. So they kind of are your pseudo friend. Mm-hmm. So that would be the last time I've, ever said, hey, I just see you as a friend. And then, given that excuse. But as an adult, it was always, if some dude approached me and wanted to just be my friend, no one just wants to be my friend. That's just weird. Yeah. I think, somebody that gravitates toward you. And then also, if I was ever approached by somebody that I wasn't interested in back, I would never counter that with friendship, because I think that is mean. I think it puts people's hopes, gets people's hopes up. And I also think that just would make me feel uncomfortable being friends with somebody who I knew in the back of my mind wanted more. So I haven't put someone in the friend zone in a very long time. I would cut that person loose. And I think my boyfriend said back to me, there's probably people you put in a friend zone that you didn't know about. And I said, well, I don't know about that, because nobody ever approached me. Nobody ever said, hey, I'm interested in something. And if somebody did, I would, I would back away. I wouldn't keep someone around as a friend. I don't have these sort of buddy male friends. But then I think what he said was, well, if you called them up right now and said, you want to hook up with no consequences at all, would they say yes? And I'm like, that doesn't make sense, because that's not how any sort of hookup works. Like, there is no consequences.
Yeah.
I think it has to be a proactive thing. I think it has to be, hey, I want to date you. And then you counter with, I see you as a friend. That is a friend zone. That's how I see it. Did I explain that well?
No, you explained that perfectly, yeah. Honestly.
I think his version, buddy, is very, like, I think it's if you live in the hypotheticals, or it involves literal entrapment, where you have to be like, hey, like, haha, you know, no consequences at all, would you? That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. I was, like, you talking and stuff, like, made me think about a question that could I ask
you? Yeah, go for it. Yeah, please.
So, like, let's say you're talking to someone, it doesn't work out, but they're still wanting to be friends with you. Is that the friend zone?
I think the challenge also is how do we define friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because for some people, friend is like a loose term. Because I think of two, I have, you know, friend group. A lot of people are coupled off now. My friends' husbands, who I would consider my friends, I didn't put my friends' husbands in the friend zone. The guys in maybe my like extended friend group, even the ones that are single that, you know, I would toss an invite to a party or something and, you know, would say hi to, make conversation. I'm not going to go have pseudo dates with them and go grab coffee.
Yeah.
Is that a friend zone? And so I think it's, you know, what is this friend thing? If it's somebody that was already in your friend group that you're going to see pop up at barbecues and you're going to say, hey, what's up? Or, you know, you're inviting 20 people over. Why not toss them an invitation and you call that a friend? Great. Are you like going and saying, hey, let's go to the movies, just the two of us? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, no, 100%. Because, like, I feel like the older you get, and especially if you're in a relationship, like, you don't really have as much of, like, the opposite sex, like, friends, you know? Because it's like, you don't want your significant other to get jealous or anything like that, right? So it's like, how do you balance that, you know? Like, of course, like you said, if you've already known them for a while, then yeah, it probably doesn't make that big of a difference. But if it's like, oh, you met them as you were in a relationship, or like, you know, like how, I mean, obviously we go out and we try to network with people. Let's say whatever happens, like we get in a relationship. It's like, oh, is that going to stop us from reaching out to people and connecting? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, probably not, you know, because like we're wanting to grow our brand and we're trying to get our name out there, so we're gonna talk to whoever kind of approaches us. But at the same time, it's like, you know what I mean?
Like, totally. And those friendships, they don't resemble dates. It's like, hey, this group is doing a thing,
yeah,
come, you know, if you have a significant other, bring them. It feels very like you have couple friends. I also feel like for friendships that are opposite sex friendships, assuming everyone is heterosexual, I feel like you have to be able to explain that in one sentence for it to be chill. Like, if you say, this person grew up next door to me and we've basically grown up together, yes, they're my friend. And I think you also have to be able to comfortably answer, why aren't you guys dating? And then they can say, like, oh, like, I grew up next to them or something. Like, I do think it's suspicious when I would be single and going on dates. Oh, yeah, like, my best girlfriend. And, oh, yeah, we used to date. We met on a dating app, and we just decided that we weren't going to be in a relationship. It's like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's it. 100%. And then those people have ended up dating like a year later. It's like, okay, that's how it goes.
Yeah, honestly.
You were just buying time until like basically that happened.
Exactly.
I guess that actually leads me up to another question. What are your thoughts on like basically their significant other having like friends of the like opposite sex?
Depends on the definition of friends. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
Because I call everybody my friend. If I have met you before, I will call you guys my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I call everybody my friend. So I think it's how do you call, like, what is your bar for friend? And then what is the context of this friendship look like? Like, are you doing pseudo dates? Like, I wouldn't do like, hey, let's go grab a coffee, like hit up a male friend and be like, let's go to dinner or something in a way that felt like a date. That would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big extended friend group. There's some single dudes in there. And if I was throwing a barbecue, would I say to one of those dudes, like, hey, you know, come to the barbecue? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's where it all like boils down to, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you consider a friend?
Because
I feel like that for everyone, that's a little different. You know, like, I mean, I have friends, but I think I would separate from like, oh, close friends, like people I'm hanging out with like weekly. And there you have those like acquaintances that it's like, oh, like we could do stuff, but it's usually like a big event that we plan, like, oh, Super Bowl party, we'll invite people, or what, like you said, cookout, like maybe we'll invite a couple people. But yeah, no, I really don't think you can, honestly, like have like be like super close with people and then still have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that kind of,
yeah,
you know, because like you were saying, what's the reason, you know, what's the goal? I mean, we can't really speak on it because, I mean, we've been in relationships before, but like as of right now, we don't. Mm-hmm. And it's, I feel like we're kind of like tunnel vision with how we think because we're not have another person and you know what I mean? But yeah, no, I don't think you can personally can, but I mean, there's always going to be people out there that have like, oh no, like I met her whatever, whenever we went out and had a couple of drinks, whatever, you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of yapping right now, but
totally. And I guess I'll ask the big question. Do you think men and women can just be friends?
Ooh. Unless y'all have known each other for a while, then yes. But I feel like if, you know, nowadays, if you just like meet someone, I feel like there's always like an ulterior motive behind like, oh, like this girl's pretty. I want to like be friends with her so I could probably potentially get with her. Mm-hmm. Or like maybe she's, you know, in our world, maybe she's a content creator and I just want to keep that friendship because, you know, of the people she knows or the opportunities that can arise. Like, so maybe I don't know. It's a tough
depends on the definition of
friends. Yeah. Like boiling down to that, but in my eyes, I don't think you can because I always feel like there's always kind of the goal is probably different for each person.
Yeah,
like if you're like, oh, I kind of want to get with this girl, I find her attractive, and I want to be friends so we could try to build our relationship up. Then it's like, all right, that was your motive. And then she's probably just like, oh, like he's a cool vibe. Like I like hanging out with him. So I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
Long story long.
Love it.
I don't think, mostly no.
Yeah.
I know, and that's kind of like an easy way out, but like, I was like, I think you can have female acquaintances that like basically like, like, oh, like, yeah, I work with them, or like, hey, like, cool, like, you know, if like you go back to your point, if you're doing like a cookout or whatever, sure, like, she can come and show up like that, like, you know, whatever. But I was like, going back to the whole friends part, I'd say mostly no, with the exception of like, obviously, if y'all grew up as like family friends, like that, like, that's the exception I'm making. But like, I wouldn't exactly just talk about time because I'm like, you could have someone that you know for a while, like, you know, 10 years, whatever, and like they've been in the metaphorical friend zone this whole time. And so it's just kind of like they're waiting, they're plotting, they're scheming.
Yeah.
So
is there a way out of the friend zone? When it happens, it's always a story that gets sounded off. Like if you go to anybody's wedding website, it'll be, you know, they were friends and oh my gosh, they realized they were just right in front of each other the whole time. But I think you can't go into it being like, I'm going to be friends with this person with this ulterior motive. I think you've got it's something that happens on accident. That's why you can't be like, I'll be friends first. You got to just lead with what you want.
Yeah, because I was about to say, if you do that, and you'll get your hopes up, and maybe it doesn't get to that point in the relationship. Because I feel like with a lot of stuff like that, it just ends up happening, like, naturally.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you go in with intentions of like, oh, man, I'm going to be in the friend zone, which is crazy because I feel like no guy really goes into a relationship like that. Like, I'm going to be in the friend zone with this girl. And then a couple years later, I'm going to marry her. I'm going to like, you know, like, that's not your mentality usually. If you're like, oh, I want to be with this girl, it's like right off the rip. You're just like, man, I'm going to talk to her. We're going to try to proceed this relationship to get to the point where we're talking or whatever. So I feel like what he was saying in the age part, I feel like that plays a lot of factor. Like if you're early 20s, like, you know, you're probably just graduated college and you're in a friend zone with someone, that's probably going to be what it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you've been in the friend zone for a while and it's one of those like, oh, she's like my neighborhood friend, I feel like that's a little easier to get out of because y'all have known each other for so long and you've kind of seen each other grow up. And I feel like, oh, what is the thing when
you friends to lovers kind of
I was talking about more like when you work with someone and work with them all the time and you kind of start to build
and
like
you wouldn't say right away I'm attracted to you because you got something to lose.
Yes. You kind of like start to get to know them. You're like, oh man, like, you know what, they're looking kind of good today, you know whatever that is. I feel like that's kind of how it goes if you have like a neighborhood friend or childhood friend.
You're in the same friend group, you don't want to lose all your friends.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like in that circumstance, that is how a easier way to get out of the friend zone. But
That's when you see the friends to lovers things happen. It's never just like, I'm going to go meet this person off the street and be their friend. No, you don't. It's it's always there's some mutual thing that keeps you from asking a person out because you don't want to lose that thing that you share. And then one day you say it's worth it. You've gotten to know this person well. It's worth it to blow this up because I have fallen in love with this person.
Yeah. So going back to the whole like friend zone thing, was before prior to you being in a relationship, was there ever anyone for you that like was in the friend zone that you've thought about being in a relationship with?
Because that's the thing is when I think of friend zone, it's the person that approaches you and says, I'm interested in dating you. You say, no, I see you as a friend. And I also thought too, if there was anybody that came and, you know, really wanted to be my friend for some reason, and I wasn't feeling it. Like, I would always kind of keep that at arm's length because I could just kind of feel that. I have enough friends, too. I don't need some sort of... No. I have money, too. I don't need a guy to change my tire unless I really like him. So I was always very careful about that. Like, I think over the years, I did have times where, you know, a friend of a friend would, like, set me up or something, or somebody, like, in an extended friend group, if I really zoomed out, it was, hey, you should, like... you know, get to know him or gravitate toward him, and maybe it didn't work out. But yeah, like I said, the last time I said, oh, I just see you as a friend was probably high school because they tell you it's the kind thing to do. And I don't know, as an adult, I feel like maybe I just hear so much noise about like, oh, no one wants to be in the friend zone that I'm like, I don't want to do that to a person, even if I mean well, I don't know.
Gotcha.
But for sure. Yeah, like, I don't know. It's a very interesting concept that people are always like, don't talk about it unless you have dudes that can talk about it back with you.
Yeah.
I would agree with that too, just because I feel like, yeah, it's always something that's so divided. And then of course, what does it mean to be someone's friend?
Yeah.
But yeah. How do you guys feel about the ick? Have you guys heard of the ick? That's a very female thing, I feel like.
I didn't want to sound me. I know what it is, but I don't know like the actual definition of it. Would you be able to explain it a little bit?
So that's the thing is, the definition is very blurry. So when I first heard of the concept of the ick, it was supposed to be, and it's a feeling that I have felt, where it's you are dating someone, you're seeing them, you're getting to know them, you like them, and then one day they do something and then all of a sudden you lose all attraction to them.
Okay.
But it's not always like the way you see it on TikTok now is it's like a quirky little goofy thing someone does, and it's described as icks, or like a specific, it's an action that anybody can do that's kind of goofy, and that's not what the ick was communicated to me. It was sort of more specific to a person. Like one day they just, you know, maybe they do something they've always done. You know, they chew a little too loudly, they pronounce a word wrong, and then you realize, I don't feel it anymore, and I'm done here. And I think the root of that feeling is, you know, your head hasn't caught up to your heart, basically. I think there's a lot of, and I think it's just because of, you know, women having more of like a timeline. There's a lot more, I feel like guys don't get told, you know, oh, just go out with her, she's really funny or something, if you don't feel initially attracted. Like, I feel like there's a lot more women that push you to maybe date someone that maybe you don't feel something for, like, oh, I'll give it a chance, or... you have also, you know, grandmas, like, when am I getting grandkids? I think women are getting that in a way that guys aren't. And so I think women sometimes convince themselves to go on, you know, someone who's good on paper, you know, maybe I don't feel it. Like, let's see what happens. And then you go down the road with someone and it's your head telling you, you know, it's, you know, this isn't it. And it's found a really silly way to do it. So that's the way I have always seen the ick. I haven't gotten the ick in a while. I think the first time I tried to date someone after getting out of a relationship where I didn't really know what to do, that it's been years, but that's how I see the ick. But somehow on TikTok, the ick has turned into, he hopped over a puddle and these are my icks, or like there's the guy that does the ick list on TikTok, and it's so funny. It's like things guys can't do, and it's literally everything.
Because we were talking about that as well, and I was like, oh, what a ick for me would be if someone smacks their food, but I feel like that's general. That's
general turnoffs. If anyone could do it, is it an ick? Is it a quirky turnoff? It's very weird.
I didn't know if it like pertains to like the person. Like it's just, oh, it's like a characteristic of this one person that you've probably been talking to, and it's kind of a reason to not talk to them. I didn't really like. That's why I asked the definition of it, because I don't want to give you one of my icks, and it's just something. Oh, that's just like common sense. Like I don't like people smacking their food. So
I do think when guys say they've gotten the ick, it's more of a general turnoff that's a little obscure, but it's kind of like That's more of a turnoff. The listener, even I don't know if you read it ahead of time. I think it's pretty funny.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did.
Mailbag, I think I finally understand the ick. I was talking to a girl for a few weeks, and while we were getting drinks, she referred to the bar staff as the help. She was facing away from the kitchen door and said to me, "Do you think you can flag down the help if you see him walk by again?" I wasn't even sure I heard what I thought. Have never heard anybody, let alone someone my age, talk like this, so I let it slide. A few weeks later, though, we were trying to get a table at the restaurant, and she said it again. "Can you tell the help we're okay with outdoor seating?" referring to the host. I didn't say anything in the moment, or after the fact either, but at that point, I knew I was done with her. I shat on the idea of the ick since I first heard the term, but I think I understand it now. However, I think this is a much more valid ick than things like jumping over a puddle. Not an ask for advice, but wanted to share and ask, rate my ick.
That is crazy for one, and that's I never understood the whole ick, but yeah, that would be an ick for me. Like if someone I was going out with said that, I would just kind of look at them a little funny, you know. Like it's just so we worked at Topgolf as well. We were bussers, so like we understand like that whole world, and it's like they're not lesser of a person because they're doing a job like that. So I think it was more just like a personal like tie to that. Like it's kind of like, oh yeah, that's a ick for me for sure. But yeah, no, we read that, I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. I was like, because my whole thing is too, is like, not only is she calling like, you know, the wait staff the help, she's also like not even talking to them. Like she's having to go through like the guy talk to her. I'm like not only do you think of someone so low that you're calling them the help, you're also like not even speaking to them directly. So
Yeah, I get snob vibes for sure. Like,
oh yeah,
I don't know. I would not want to be friends with anybody who called somebody to help. I just think, why can't you just say the host or our server or something like that?
Yeah,
I don't know. It feels very, I don't know. And I feel I just you know, there's the movie The Help. And it just makes you look, regardless of your intention or how you grew up, it makes you look kind of, you know, racist. I'm just gonna say, even
100%.
Like
that I like, that's a valid ick. Like, yeah. I didn't know I had one, but that is one.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, and kind of going off of that too, is like, you know, one that like I kind of told him about is like, based off of that story, is that, you know, if you go to like a, you know, restaurant or movies, whatever, like that, and like you're messy and you'll like help try and like clean up, that's a nick. It's like, bro, like, you know, why are you making someone else's life harder? Like, because like, you know, just because you can say like, oh, that's their job. It's like... Well, I mean, it's like, you know, your job is, you know, whatever. You don't see me going over to your job making your life harder.
Yeah.
So.
What if she asks to speak to the manager?
like a Karen type vibes? Or
I mean, it depends. I gave no other context.
It's just like, I need to speak to him.
She needs to speak to the manager.
I mean, if it's a valid reason, then no. But if it's just a minor, like, oh...
My salad came with 6 croutons, not 7. Like,
yeah, man, that might be an ick too. Just yeah, cause I don't know. I'm like a very like non-confrontational type of person. I'm laid back. I don't really do much. I'm just like, even if they get my order wrong, I'm not the type to go up there and be like, oh, y'all didn't put lettuce on my burger. No. I'm just gonna eat it. You know, it's whatever. So yeah, for me, probably just because I don't really care, but. I mean, some people might like that. They like the oh no, I have a girl that's like standing up for me, you know. Type of like, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah, honestly, I'd probably like echo you as like, yeah, that's kind of like a ick. It's like I understand like there's a time and place for it, but if you're like every place we go to is like, oh, I gotta speak to the manager. I'm like, yeah, this is probably gonna be the last time we do anything. Sorry.
Deb.
What about you? Is that an ick for you? Your boyfriend was like, oh man, I gotta talk to this manager.
It would need to be something. If you found glass in my salad,
yeah,
that's one thing. But yeah, no, it would be a, you know, what do we need here? If you're being fussy, McGee, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I had someone do that, like with a date. It wasn't, I don't know if it was a date. It was like a double date type of thing. And it was for something kind of silly. It was, you know, why is it taking so long? And for some reason, I also think it's silly. Why do you have to get the manager? Usually like a server can help you. It just feels like a power play. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like they're power hungry and they're just like, oh, I'm going to go someone above you because I know you'll listen to them, opposed to just like having that conversation with them.
Yeah. So. What about they're a bad tipper? Maybe you see this a little less.
Yeah, that's a I would say that that is ick, unless like the service was just that terrible. Mm-hmm. I was like, that I one. Mean, but like, as long as you're tipping something, like, you know, the service could be complete crap, I'm still going to tip something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of going off. We have like a lot in common. Yeah. So if we just kind of echo each other, I don't mean it like, you know, it's just kind of we grew up together. And so we know each other for a while. But no, same thing. I think it's just going back to like being in the service industry. We understand it. Like, you know, the service might not be the best, but I'm still going to tip regardless of like, not, it may not be great, but it's going to be something because we know how it is. Like busy night, Saturday night, everyone's out. They're trying to go, you know, 100 miles per hour while still keeping like the whole situation under control. Like, yeah, if you're not tipping anything, then yeah, that's an ick for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got one more. You go up to, you know, you're going out for the night. Maybe you had dinner first. She seems to know all the bouncers.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a great one.
That might be an ick. I'm not going to lie.
That's definitely an ick. And I like can speak to that personally, like about, yeah, like.
Just a little too comfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, because they like, you know, had history of pretty much almost all the bouncers. So I was like, no.
Yeah. No. Same. It's like, oh, you're really in the streets right now, huh? Like,
literally.
Yeah, when a bouncer who sees a lot of people starts to recognize you and know you by name, because they see a lot of people.
Right.
I think there's nothing wrong with like bopping into a club. But when people start recognizing you, it's like, you're here a lot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
That's like at the same level as like going to a restaurant and then like you walk in and like, oh, the usual.
Yeah,
like that's the same level, but like obviously like kind of probably worse in my opinion.
Yeah, because like, it's the bar scene.
Yeah,
you know what goes on.
Yeah.
I mean,
what about you? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I think it would be a red flag, but in a different way, because I would feel like it's the guy that's trying to show off or who's trying to like you know he's using clubs to meet people versus, I don't know, genuine connections. Sometimes you meet people like that where it's very, you know, I've got to buy the table to be able to meet girls or talk to girls, or I've got to go and, you know, be somebody here. I have to look important and special versus I'm just going to go here and watch a show and have a good time. Like, I'm an EDM person, so clubs are a necessary evil, I would say.
Yeah.
I hate clubs, but, you know, I like music.
Yeah.
But I feel like most people that are kind of just there to have fun with their friends, they don't. Why do you need to go introduce yourself to a guy that works there? Why not just spend time with your friends? I don't know.
Valid. Yeah. God.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, this has been a fun episode. Mm-hmm. Any parting words before I ask you guys where we can find you again?
No, just appreciate you having us on. This is super dope.
Thank you for coming. It has been a great episode. I love having fun episodes like this. I love the Opinionated Media guys. I love what you guys are doing. And y'all are welcome here anytime.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Of course.
But before we go, I kind of want you to kind of elaborate on... I went on your TikTok and I saw that you say that just because you date doesn't mean you're dating. Can we elaborate on that a little bit?
If you're going on dates with someone, that's called dating. Not a talking stage. You were going on dates, you're dating. So... that is a take I have. I don't think dating means you are in a relationship. I don't think a person, if you're going on dates, you're dating. I don't think we should be afraid of the word dating. It's just a verb that describes what you're doing. If you're going on a run, you are running. You wouldn't call that walking.
For sure.
Because it's like, oh, like it's, well, we can't call it running. It's too big of a deal. I think we shouldn't be as scared of the word dating.
Gotcha.
And I think we shouldn't see it as a synonym for a relationship. And I think when people want to call it talking, they're kind of like running away from, you know, the idea that maybe it's something more special. I don't know. That's my take.
Got you. I saw it and I was just like, I got to ask her about that because I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going on dates, I mean, yeah, you're dating, you know, like nothing wrong with it. I think it's like you said, people probably don't want to say that too soon.
Yeah.
And then it not work out because, of course, that's embarrassing.
I can see two versions too. Like there's the person that's, you know, oh, I hate commitment. Like can't let this person get too close to me. And then there's a person that's like, I don't want to like put my heart out there too fast and look like an idiot. Like I do like this person and I would call it dating, but I don't want to, you know, 100%. I think there's two schools of thought, I guess.
Absolutely.
Just like everything. There's always a million schools of thought. It's never just black and white, one extreme or the other.
Yeah.
But dating side of TikTok would tell you otherwise. But yeah, everybody go watch Park Car Talks. Mm-hmm. At Park Car Talks.
At Park Car Talks everywhere. All social media, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, everything.
Instagram.
They're wicked fun.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us on, Charlotte.
Thank you so much for coming. You guys are the best. And anytime you want to come back, you're cordially invited. I wish there were more seats. Otherwise, I would say Kim and Carly.